But I want to tell you that this, the Lord's teaching tells you that this is wrong. When you look at the Lord's teaching concerning the judgment, the people who are judged are not the ones who, as far as the church is concerned, are not the ones who committed this or that sin, but they are judged for not doing what they should have done. It is they're judged for doing, for not doing what they should have done.
不是说因为他们做错什么事，而在某一方面，而是说他们没有做到事，他没有做到他应该做的事。
So in Matthew 25, for example, in verse 14, in the parable of the talents and the pounds.
所以在马太福音那里跟我们讲到那个铜钱的比喻。
What do we read here? We read that the servant who did nothing is the one who is punished. He just buried the talent committed to him in the ground. And he did nothing with it. That was his crime.
賣了錢沒有利用這些錢去做任何的事，這就是他的罪了。The
lesson is God gives to you eternal life, God gives you the spiritual life, if you don't do anything with it, that will be your crime.
那個教導就是說神給你有永遠的生命，給你有屬靈的生命，而你不利用這個永遠的生命和屬靈的生命去做一些事，這就是罪了。In
the next parable, chapter 25, verse 31 onwards,
在第二個比喻跟住的就是第25章跟住那裡講到
We find that the sheep and the goats are separated out. Are the goats punished because they did a lot of bad things?
我看到山羊和綿羊是分開的，究竟是不是那些山羊他做一些不好的事而被判斷呢？
They are punished because they did not do what they should have done.
他們是被責罰，因為他們
When I was in prison, the Lord Jesus said, you did not visit me. When I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. When I was cold, you gave me nothing to wear. Depart from me, you evildoers. Surprise, isn't it? They are condemned because they did not do anything. That was their crime.
是不是很奇怪呢？令到我们很奇怪，他们的罪就是因为他们没有做他们应该做的事。
So much of the Lord's teaching emphasizes this very point to the Christians and warns Christians, don't think you are safe because you did nothing.
主的教導有很多都是集中在這一點上面，不要以為你是安全的，因為你沒有做任何的事。Your
crime is precisely, your sin is precisely that you did nothing.
你的罪，你的判斷就是因為你沒有為主做你應該做的事。In
the parable of Lazarus and Dives, you remember the Lazarus and the poor man, the rich man's sin was precisely that he did nothing. When Lazarus was outside his door, he gave him nothing to eat, and the poor man died.
我記得拉撒路那個故事的時候，我們看看罪就是因為那個有錢的人沒有看到拉撒路他飢渴，肚子餓沒有食的時候，他沒有給他飲食。The
rich man didn't go out and kill the poor man.
那個有錢的人沒有出去殺了這個貧窮的人。He
just did nothing. He just left him outside the gate.
只不過他沒有做任何的事，只是有他在外面。
He left him to die there.
他只是他剩下他在外面來死。
By doing nothing, you have committed the sin.
就是因為你沒有做任何事，以致你犯了罪。
When you see your brother and sister in need, by not helping him or helping her, that's your sin.
當你看到你的弟兄或者你的姊妹有需要的時候，你沒有幫助他們，這就是你的罪。
When you see the church in need, either material or spiritual, and you did nothing, that was your sin.
當你看到神的教會有需要,
When you see the non-Christians perishing outside and you did nothing, that was your sin. So it's no use on the day of judgment to come to God and say, Lord, I didn't do anything, as though that would be an excuse. That is precisely your sin, you didn't do anything.
So we are in
So the first thing we must understand in the Lord's teaching here is that a Christian must go out and do, and if he doesn't do it, that is sin. And here you can see why the negative teaching of not doing, that itself is a teaching which is completely unacceptable to Christ. So ask yourself, have you been doing what you ought to be doing? If you haven't even been doing what you ought to be doing as a Christian, how can we still be talking about experiencing God? It's precisely because you don't do anything, that is why you can't experience God. That is precisely the thing with this brother I was talking about. He believed in God. He believed with his head, he believed with his heart. But up to that point, he didn't do anything. He was just as well, just as good as a dead Christian. But when he went out with me to Ireland, he began to do, and then he began to experience. Now, when he went out with me, it was a very risky business for him to go with me. Many, what you say, what danger? Many dangers. Well, for one thing, riding a motorcycle is very dangerous to begin with. When he asked me, how are we going to Ireland? I said, on the motorcycle. He said, what? All the way to Ireland on a motorcycle? Well, I said, that's the cheapest way we can travel, isn't it? But anyone who has ridden a motorcycle knows how many dangers there are in riding a motorcycle. I rode a motorcycle for several years, and I think I must have nearly gotten killed quite a few times during those years. But I use it because it's so cheap. You see, you can carry two, you can have two people, and it uses so little gas. I also told you there were dangers. In preaching the gospel in Ireland, you could be beaten up, you could get killed too, just in preaching the gospel. There's also expense. Even if the gas that is used is little, for a long journey, it still is will come to quite a lot of money. And we were paying for the Lord's work out of our own pockets. We were not being financed by any organization. We also had to buy food to eat during those 3 weeks. All this means that when you go out to do, there will be dangers, there will be costs.
完全嘅意思就係話，我哋要去為神去工作嘅時候咧，嗰度會有危險，嗰度會有要我哋要付出一啲代價。
But unless you are willing to go and do, you will never experience the power of God.
但除非我哋願意出去為神嚟到工作，嚟到做一啲事物，我哋就永遠唔會經歷到神嘅。
But when you say, "All right, we will go out and do," exactly what, by what principle will we do what we need to do?
好啦，我哋會出去做，咁我哋去做乜嘢咧？
And here the Lord Jesus says, here is the principle. You will do to others, you will do just what you would expect others to do to you.
这里呢就是个定例，就是说呢，是你要人家怎样来对待你，你就要怎样的对待人。
Now, this is not all that difficult to understand either.
这个也不是那么难，你都明白啊。
He does not say, do to others what they do to you.
他没说你对待人家怎样，人家怎样对待你。
That would mean to say, if they punch you, you punch them. That is, do to others what they do to you.
咁咧就会好似话咧系咧，如果你打佢一锤咧，佢打翻你一锤。
And so in this way, it would be the principle of eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
假如系咁样嘅话咧，就会话系以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
No, what the Lord Jesus says is what you would desire, what you wish them to do to you, that you do to them.
在这里主跟我们讲的意思就是你愿意人家怎样来到做给你来到对待你们，你们也要怎样来到对待他们。
Now we have to understand this carefully.
我们这个要很小心地来到明白这一点。
It could mean, for example, I would like people to flatter me, so I will flatter them.
我很喜欢人家来到恭维我，所以我很恭维他们。
That's a 礼尚往来, you see.
这个就是礼尚往来了。
I flatter you, and remember to flatter me when it comes to that.
嗱，我而家去恭维下你，捧下你，咁咧你咧到你嘅时间嘅时候，你又要捧下我，恭维下我。
You say, how can Jesus be teaching something like this?
你话啊，点解耶稣点会耶稣会教呢啲咁嘅嘢咧
？No, remember what who he is speaking to.
啊，唔系啊，我哋要记得究竟佢系同边个讲紧呢啲话。
He is speaking to his disciples, people who have already been born again, who have become new persons.
他是从他的门徒来讲话，那些门徒已经 是重生了的。
He is not talking to non-Christian.
他不是从那些不是基督徒的人来讲的。
The Sermon on the Mount and the principles in the Sermon on the Mount are not for non-Christian.
那个登山宝训和那个教训那个定义呢，是不是从那些非基督徒来讲的。
It is for those who know God.
是要从那些是认识神的人来讲的。
Or who have committed their lives in order to know God.
或者是从那些是愿意放上他的生命来认识神的那些人来讲的。
Only then, it means that you have spiritual desire. What you desire is spiritual, not flattery or presents or things like this. I give you an Easter egg, so you give me an Easter egg.
或者那个就是说你在灵里面有个需要，有个渴慕，是这个话语是给他的。不是给他那些话你给我一个复活节单，我又给你一个复活节单。
You have a spiritual desire.
你有一个灵里面的渴慕。
So how will we understand this? What is it that we desire? If my desire is spiritual, what do I desire from other people? I don't desire an ice cream.
或者你要认识到我哋嘅渴慕系乜嘢咧？我嘅灵里边嘅渴慕乜嘢？我唔系渴慕一个雪糕。
So I buy you an ice cream, and you owe me one ice cream later.
我咧买你一个雪糕，咁咧一阵咧你又买翻我一个雪糕。
The spiritual man desires spiritual things.
属灵嘅人系渴慕属灵嘅事物。
What do I desire?
我渴慕嘅系乜嘢
咧 ？I desire that people will love me in a spiritual way。
我咧渴慕咧，人会喺灵里边嘅嚟到爱我。
So I will love them。
所以我咧亦都系会喺咁样嚟爱佢哋。
I desire that if I have unwittingly offended against you, that you will forgive me。
我渴慕咧，当我系唔在意嘅咁样嚟到嚟到得罪咗你咧，你会系宽恕我。
And so I forgive you too。
咁我咧亦都会系宽恕你。
I desire that if I were in financial trouble, or in material, physical trouble, or in spiritual trouble, that you will stand by me as my brother and my sister.
我渴慕就是当我在金钱上面有困难，在我身体肉体上面有困难，或者其他各样的事上面有困难的时候，你会在我旁边来到支持我，而我亦都是会支持你。
And therefore, because I desire this, then when I see you in spiritual needs or in material needs.I will come to your help, to help you. But notice that this is a spiritual desire. I have no guarantee that what I do for you, you will do for me. Here it is not asking for any guarantee. But it is doing this as a spiritual ideal. That is what I hope that you will do for me, that I will do for you, even if you will never do for me what I hope you would do. But you can see that the Lord Jesus is setting before us a wonderful spiritual ideal. But there is also the other principle in here. What you don't do to others, how can you expect that God will move others to do for you? For example, if you see your brother and sister in spiritual needs and you don't go to help that person, one day when you are in spiritual needs and or in material needs, do you think you have a right to expect God will move someone else to help you?
譬如你說,假如你看到有你的弟兄或者姊妹在靈裡面有需要的話,但你沒有去幫助他,或者你看到他在肉體上面有需要,靈裡面有需要的時候,你都沒有在這方面去幫助他,有一天你在那方面有需要的時候,你是不是希望人家會來幫助你呢?
It is precisely in the doing, don't you see, that you fulfill the condition whereby it will be done for you too.
就是因為藉著我們做的緣故,以致我們完成了這個應許這個話語,以致人家現在同樣來做回給你。This
means simply this.
這個很簡單的意思就是這樣。
If today in your generosity, you are helping brothers and sisters, for example, in their financial needs.
因為在今天,你很慷慨地幫助弟兄姊妹在經濟上的需要的話,
one day, when you are in financial needs, you can be certain that God will never let you down.
有一天,假如你經濟上有需要的時候,你會很肯定地知道神不會叫你落空。
You will be certain that whatever your financial need will be, God will always come to your help or move others to come to your help.
你會很確定地知道,無論你的經濟上的需要是有多大,神都會感動人來滿足你的需要。
Wouldn't that be wonderful to realize that God will stand by you on that day?
這個是不是很奇妙嗎?來到認識到神會是支持你,在你有需要的時候來支持你。
You will have the absolute certainty that God will come and rescue you financially because you rescued others financially.
你會很肯定地來到認識到,就是神會來到拯救你,脫離這個經濟上面的危險,假如你是這樣對待你的弟兄姊妹的話。
On that day you will say, Lord, how wonderful you are. You never fail. I experience now for myself what you do for me.
在那時你就會跟神說這個是多麼奇妙,在現在我就經歷到你對我的答應,你的應許是多麼奇妙。
But if today you are not helping your brother and sister, then one day when you are in trouble, what rights do you expect? What rights have you got to ask for help from the Lord?
但假如今天你不幫助你的弟兄姊妹的話,到有一天你在那個困難的時候,你有什麼理由,你都希望,你都等待神給你的幫助呢?
You have no right.
你沒有那個權利。
And God, you will find, will simply not come to your help. It's time for you to learn that as you did not do to others, so it will not be done to you.
所以在那裡,神就會要你學習到,假如你因為你沒有去幫助人,所以現在你不能夠幫助。
That then will be the principle again, which we saw at the beginning of Matthew chapter 7, which said, with what measure you measure out to other people, it will be measured by God to you.
所以在這裏,亦都是在馬太第七章前面那裏有一個定義,就是你要怎樣,你要人家怎樣用什麼量器來量給你,你要怎樣量給人。
So to give to a brother and sister in need today is costly, it costs you from your pocket, sure it does.
所以今天我們要去幫助弟兄姊妹的需要的話,這個對於你來說是非常大的代價,是有非常大的要求。
And don't say to yourself, oh, I will never be in financial trouble. You see, my job is very steady. One day you may be you have no job at all. You'll be in big trouble.
不要说我永远都不会有经济上面的困难，因为我工作非常之稳固，但有一天你会发觉你会或者没有工作，那你就有困难。And
don't say to yourself, I've got $10,000 in the bank. I'm quite all right.
你不要跟自己说，我有10,000元在银行那里，那我不会怕了。
Even in my relatively short lifetime, I have seen many fortunes disappear.
就算在我这个比较上面短的到现在为止短的生命的当中，我就已经看到很多的家庭的财富是没有了。I've
seen the rich become poor.
我是曾经见过那些富有的人成为贫穷。
And beg for food even on the streets.
甚至都去到街头来行乞。
But that will never happen to a child of God, if he lives as a child of God.
但这个永远都不会发生在一个神的儿女的身上，假如他是神的儿女的话。
As David says in his Psalms, I have seen the lions hunger and the young lions go hungry, but I have never seen the righteous go hungry.
好像大卫在诗篇里说，我见大的狮子肚饿，叫的狮子肚饿，但是那些在神里面的人永远没有肚饿。
I testify it's absolutely true. God never lets you down.
我要跟你说这个非常准确的，神永远不会叫你落空，不会叫你失望。
Ask and you shall receive, provided that today those who are in need, you are doing for them as you would have them to do for you.
寻求就得着，假如你是今天遇到今天那些有需要的人，你都给他们满足他们的需要的话。
Now in conclusion, notice also this, that by fulfilling this teaching of the Lord Jesus, you become Christ-like.
在结束的时候，我们提到，当我们来到满足到神对我们的需要的时候，我们成为像主耶稣基督。Notice
that he does for us the things that he comes to our help when we are in need.
我们可以留意到，当我们有需要的时候，他来到成为了我们的帮助。
Notice, for example, in the scriptural teaching that when we were still his enemies, he loved us.
我们看看我们在圣经里面的教导的时候，当我们依然在罪里面的时候，他成为我们的救赎。
Because he wants us to love him.
因为他需要我们爱他。
There is nothing shameful to desire to be loved.
没什么可耻的地方，就是有那个需要被爱的，这一点是没可耻的。
It'd be very strange if a person says, I don't care whether anybody loves me or not.
你会很奇怪，见到个人说，我没人家爱不爱我都没关系的。
If a husband says, I don't care if my wife loves me, or a wife says, I don't care if my husband loves me, and you think, what's so righteous and good about that?
假如一个太太说我丈夫我不爱我都没关系的，甚至或者是一个先生说我太太我不爱我都没关系，那这个有什么这么好呢？
We saw precisely this, that Christ does for us what he would have us do for him. That is, he wants us to love him, and he loves us first.
所以我们在这里看到，可以学习到就是耶稣基督为我们做那些事，以致我们能够做同样的事来对他。好像来说，他爱我们，因为他愿意我们爱他。
We would wish that our enemies would not hate us anymore, that they would love us.
我都希望我们的敌人不会再是嬲怒，憎恨我们，而我们是被他爱。
But if you sit there to wait for that day, it will never come.
假如你只是坐在那里等这件事发生在你敌人身上的话，那一天永远都不会来到。
So we take the initiative, we love them first.
所以我们要自己来到自动的开始，我们要爱他们先。
If he slaps me across the face, it's because he hates me.
假如他是扣我两巴的话，就是因为他憎恨我。
If I slap him back, we will just make the hatred worse.
假如我又打回他转头的话，那我们令到这个憎恨来到加深。
I want him to love me.
我希望他来到爱我。
Then he wouldn't be my enemy anymore.
那他不会再成为我的敌人。
What shall I do?
我要做什么呢?
I have to take the initiative. I love him first.
我就要开始，我要做开始的第一步，就要来到爱他先。
So when he slaps me, instead of slapping him back and making the fight even worse, I turn the other cheek.
所以当他扔我两巴的时候，我改变个态度，我要转他从敌人成为朋友的时候，我就转我另一边给他打。
As a proof that I want to love him.
是来到成为一个证实，就是我愿意来到爱他。
As evidence that I don't want to fight him.
就表示到我唔願意同佢爭鬥。
As evidence that we want to be friends, I want him to love me, I want to love him.
表示到咧，我願意成為朋友，我願意愛佢。
I have to take the initiative, I have to pay the price.
我要做嗰個第一步，要做嗰個開始嘅人，我要俾嗰個價值。
So this shows what the Lord Jesus is saying, that we must be as Christians positive. We take the initiative. We go out and reach out to the other. And so in the same way, the Lord Jesus loved us when we were still his enemy. Because he desires that we should become his friends. If you are not a Christian today, you need to understand, Jesus loved you before you ever loved him. When I think about it today, that when I was a non-Christian, I ridiculed the church, I opposed the Christians, and even then, Jesus had already loved me.
當我記得我仲唔係基督徒嘅時候，我既笑教會，既笑嗰啲基督徒，但就算喺嗰個時候，耶穌基督仲喺度愛我。And
so you can see that by fulfilling this teaching here in verse 12, we become Christ-like. We behave just as Jesus behaved.
所以我哋喺呢度睇到，假如我哋做到喺呢個十二節嗰度同我哋提到嘅時候，我哋咧成為好似我哋像咗基督一樣，好似基督一樣。And
when we behave like he does, we can be sure that when we ask from the Lord whatever we desire, he will answer
it.
And whatever we desire as a Christ-like person will of course be spiritual. Just like those wonderful words in the psalm, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
主裏面有喜樂，祂就會叫你的心滿得到飽足。So
much does he love you, that as you live in such a life that glorifies him, he looks at the desire of your heart. Maybe you haven't even asked for it, but he knows that in your heart you want it. Maybe you dare not ask for it, and he gives it to you.
只要你是愛祂，你是有祂的生命在一起，祂就看到你的心，雖然你不敢問祂，你有個渴慕，你沒有問祂，但祂看到你的心，知道你的需要，祂因為愛你的緣故就給你。
So wonderful to walk with God.
You know, I sometimes
have desired something in my heart, but I dare not say it to the Lord. I said, maybe it's not so spiritual to desire this. But yet so much does God love us, and so much does he love me, he puts me to shame.
但是神那么爱我，神那么认识我，那么爱我的时候，他令到我好羞愧。
Time and again I have experienced that he gave me the thing that I desired in my heart. And I said, Lord, you really look into my heart. I didn't even ask for it, but you knew it was in my heart.
但很多次，神给我心里面渴慕的东西，他赐给我，我认识到神，知道我心里面的需要。
And he's given it to me.
他是给这些事物给我。
Oh, God is so good to us.
神对我们是这么好。
But of course, when we love the Lord, it is not in order that we can get something.
當然,當我們愛神,不是說希望得到任何的事。
I mean in the material sense.
我的意思是指在物質上面的事物。
Yet so much does he love us, as I said, that he gives us the heart's desire.
但他愛我們是這麼深的緣故,以致他給我們心所渴慕的事物。
But through fulfilling this teaching, we become Christ-like.
當我們去實行了這個教導的時候，我們會成為一個像主的人。
And Christ loves those. God loves the Christ-like people.
但神愛那些像主的人。
So it means also in Christ-likeness in everyday living.
所以都是說我們每一天的生活都好像基督徒一樣。
And this means that doing to others what I would that they do to me, will transform our whole way of thinking. Take for example this, you are feeling depressed. What would you like people to do to you when you are feeling depressed? You say, of course, to cheer me up.
当然是, 令我興奮呢?
What does the Lord say? If that's what you want, then when you are depressed, you go out and cheer somebody else up.
你知唔知耶穌基督喺個教導咩？當你係憂鬱嘅時候，你出去要令人哋快樂。
You try it and see what happens.
你試下咁樣，你睇下會有咩事會發生。
Instead of saying to yourself, I feel depressed, I feel depressed, I feel depressed the whole day long. That's this way.
就係話咧，我成日都話，哎呀，我非常之憂鬱，我非常之苦悶，非常之憂鬱。咁我但我相反，我出去。
Instead, what do? You go out and say, okay, I feel depressed. I wish somebody would cheer me up. You say, what a pity, these brothers and sisters, they never sit sensitive to my needs. Nobody comes and cheers me up. I've been waiting all day already.
相反的我就说哎呀我这么忧郁我这么苦闷哎呀真是呢我希望有人呢来到令到我快乐但是你看这些弟兄姊妹呢他没一个人知道我的需要没一个人来令到令我喜乐。
You know, these Christians, they never care for other people.
这些基督徒他们常都不关心其他人的。
They can't notice my condition.
他们都不能够认识到我的情形。
If you think like that, are you fulfilling the Lord's teaching?
假如你是这样思想的话你是不是圆满了神对你的教导呢?
No, when you fulfill the Lord's teaching this, you feel depressed and you say, okay, I wish somebody would come and cheer me up, so now I'm going out to cheer somebody else up.
不是啊,假如你要完成了神的教导的话,你说,虽然你是忧郁,你是希望有人来到,令到你快乐,但是你相反的,你出去是令到叫人家快乐。
And you cheer somebody else up, and amazing, what happened to your depression? Gone.
当你令到其他的弟兄姊妹快乐的时候,你发觉怎样你自己的忧郁自己的苦闷怎样是消失了。
It's so wonderful, because you turn away from yourself.
这么奇妙因为你背转你自己。
A basic problem of depression is people who are always depressed are people always thinking about themselves.
那些人常忧郁常苦闷的就因为他自己顾思念自己。
Or try another thing, you are in financial difficulty.
或者我哋讲另外一方面，或者我哋喺经济上面有问题。
And you say, what would you wish that if you were in financial difficulty, what would you wish somebody would do for you?
咁你就话你希望其他人会点样做咧？当你喺经济上面有问题嘅时候。
You say, of course, give me some financial help.
当然啦，喺经济上面帮助我咧。
Okay, you go and do that.
好啊，咁你出去做呢件事。
You say, what? I don't even have enough for myself. I'm going to do something for somebody else.
咩话？我自己都唔够，仲要去帮助人哋？
I've got so little right now.
我自己得咁少。
Okay, you try it and see. You say, I've got very little. Let's see, who has needs in this place?
但是你可以试下，你可以，我虽然有咁少，但我睇下喺呢个地方有边位弟兄系有需要。
You go and help that person.
你去帮嗰个人。
Haha, you say, I'm committing suicide.
你话我好似自杀咁样啦。
I already don't have enough, and you say, I go and help the other person. What do you think I'm trying to do?
我自己都唔够，我仲去帮其他嘅人，你要我自己做紧咩事啊？
You're going to see what God will do.
但你就会睇到神会点样做。
Oh, you will be amazed what God will do for you.
你就会好奇妙嘅，你认识到神所做嘅事。
You may have only $10.
你或者只系得十分银钱。
You take your $5 out of the 10 and say, who is in need? I give the $5 to him.
你要将五个银钱拎出嚟，话睇下边个有需要，你俾咗五个银
钱。Now you're in more trouble. You only got $5 left.
咁而家你更加有问题啦，你只系得翻五个银钱剩喺度。
Not at all. You're going to see what God will do for you.
当然不是啦，你会可以喺度经历到神要做咩事。
Now I would not dare to tell you to do such ridiculous things.
我就唔敢同你讲呢啲咁荒谬嘅事啦。
If I did not know my God,
假如我唔认识我嘅神嘅话
，I preach because I know my God.
我专讲神嘅，我咁样讲法，因为我系认识我嘅神。
You honor him, he will honor you.
你尊重佢，佢会尊重你。
You will see his glory.
你会见到佢嘅荣美。
I have tried it, I know.
我是尝试过，我认识到，我知道。
And the more you give, the more you get.
系你越俾得多嘅话，你越得得多。
You dare to try it? That is the courage of faith.
你敢唔敢尝试咧？呢个就系信心嘅勇气。
If you dare not try it, of course, because you haven't got faith. Say, I got $10, I give away $5. No.
假如你唔敢嘅话，当然你冇嗰个信心，你唔会试啊。你得$10，你会俾咗$5，呢个唔得啦。
But walk with God.
但是跟着主你就走。
Here the Lord said, do to others what you wish they would do for you. You wish them to help you, you help the others. That's the way to do it.
在这里神跟我们说你要怎样对待人是你希望人家怎样对待你。
This is the challenge of faith. You step out in faith.
这个就是我们信心的挑战就是我们走出信心的一步。
Is it dangerous?
是不是危险呢?
Oh, it's dangerous.
当然是啦，非常危险。
I mean, you reduce your actual holdings to half. It's very dangerous.
你将你所有嘅系减少成为一半，呢个当然系非常危险啦。
And if you do not trust in the living God, you would never dare to take that step.
假如你唔相信我活着嘅神，你永远都唔会敢行嗰一步。
But if you want to see what God can do, you take step of faith.
Surely,
if I didn't know my God, I wouldn't ask you to do such foolish things.
當然,假如我不認識我的神的話,我不會叫你做這些這麼愚蠢的事。
If Jesus were not true, he would not ask you to do such ridiculous things.
假如耶穌基督不是正確的話,他也不會叫你做這麼愚蠢的事。
His word never fails.
他的話語永遠都不會落空。
So as a church, we need to learn this, and as individuals, we need to learn this.
所以在一個教會我們要這樣學習,在一個個人方面我們也要這樣學習。
Is your money your security or is God your security?
是不是你的銀紙成為你的金錢成為你的依靠,還是神成為你的依靠?
Of course, if money is your security, you feel more secure if you have more. That's clear.
當然,假如金錢是金錢是你的依靠的話,你越有多金錢,你越覺得鞏固呢?
But if God is your security, you don't look at how much you got in the bank.
假如神是你的依靠的話,你不需要看你有多少金錢在銀行裡面。
As a church, we need to learn this too.
在一個教會來說,我們要這樣學習。
That's why last night I spoke to some of the brothers and sisters in the church.
所以昨晚我跟教會裡面有些弟兄姊妹來講這件事。
Up to now, many times our church has had financial difficulty.
直到現在為止,我們教會常常有經濟上面的困難。
But have just managed to survive.
就剛剛可以維持得住。
I say, okay, now we venture forth in faith.
所以現在我們開始要行信心的一步。
From now on, the church will give 1/10 of its income into the Lord's work.
從現在開始,教會就會將1/10放在神的工作那裡。
Hey, you say we barely survive, and we're going to give 1/10 as well?
假如你說,我們剛剛好像剛剛可以維持得住,我們又要給1/10?
I say, now we give 1/10, and the Lord willing, in the next 2 months, we'll give 2/10, 3/10. When finally we come to the time when we can give 9/10 of the church income to the Lord's work to help brothers and sisters. That's what we want to aim for.
現在我們開始給1/10,我們希望將來1/10,2/3,4,直到有一天我們或者可以給1/10,9的出去來到給神的工作來幫助弟兄姊妹。
We want to see how God is real.
我們想認識到神是多麼的正確,多麼的真實。
I want the whole church to see that God is real.
我願意整個教會來到見到神的真實。
I want you to see as a church that the more the church gives, the more God will bless it.
我願意在教會的角度看到我們教會越給得多的話,神的意義是越多。
And now you can see, so we will become Christ-like because we will be doing what Christ does. Not waiting for others to start something first, but doing, venturing out in faith.
我們就會更加的上主,我們不是願意等到人家做什麼,我們才做,而是我們在信心的來到開始,來到做,我們願意人家做的事。
So we will become as individual Christians, people who show forth the glory of God in our life.
所以我們在個人上面會成為一個基督徒,就是彰顯到基督的生命在我們的生命裡面。
And also as a church, to show forth the glory of God.
又成為一個教會,是彰顯到神的榮美出來。
That is our mission in the world.
這就是我們在世界上的責任。
That's what God has called us to do.
這就是神叫我們去做的。
That is why our calling is called the high calling, to show forth God's glory in the world.
所以這就是我的呼召,就是怎樣是一個最高的呼召,就是去彰顯到神的榮美出來。
To be the light of the world.
去成為這個世界上的燈。
And we will be so if we fulfill the Lord's teaching here.
我們若果假如是滿足神這裡的教導的話,我們就會成為這個世界上的光。
Let us be quiet before God.
For now, that's an important thing.